Good morning, and a warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus on this graduation Sunday. We begin with a prayer to our God and Savior. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence to hear your holy word and to worship you and praise you for your great love. May our worship be pleasing in your sight, and may you give us your Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith, to increase our love for you, and keep us steadfast until that day when Jesus comes again to take us to our heavenly home, to live with you forever in peace and joy. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn for today is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Our hymns and order of service are printed for you in your bulletin. Please rise. I invite you to follow our order of service that's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the top of page 3. We begin this graduation worship service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and have deserved only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray. Have mercy upon me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven you all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. Through faith in him, which was created in you by the Holy Spirit, you are his own dear child. May God give you the strength to live according to his will. Amen. We pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you provide schools and teachers for faithful instruction and dedicated learning. Receive our thanks for the knowledge gained by those who are now graduating. As they continue to learn and grow, grant them your Holy Spirit, that their talents and abilities may be used for your glory and as a blessing to others. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading for today is taken from the Old Testament book of the book of Deuteronomy. We'll read from chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. These words are, of course, meant for all of us, as are all the words of Scripture, but these are especially pointed to parents, instructing them and encouraging them to bring up their children in the instruction of the Lord, to teach them God's Word. And you'll notice in these verses that it talks about doing it throughout life, not just for an hour on Sunday morning, but as they go about their daily lives. We read then Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. Put these words of mine in your hearts and in your soul, and tie them on your wrists as a sign and as symbols on your forehead. Teach them to your children by talking about them when you sit in your house and when you travel on the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many on the land that the Lord promised to your fathers with an oath, as many as the days that the heavens remain over the earth. Our gospel reading for today is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Jesus speaks here of the wisdom of building on Him, the rock, the bedrock, the sure foundation. That theme is going to be repeated in our sermon text for today. Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on bedrock. The rain came down, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. But it did not fall, because it was founded on bedrock. Everyone who hears these words of mine, but does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and it was completely destroyed." When Jesus finished speaking these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, and not like their experts in the law. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These words are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia.
Please rise. Let's join now in confessing our faith in the one true triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 5. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with our next hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, on page 6 in your bulletin. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear graduates, dear friends and family, and dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this graduation Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read verses 10 through 16. In keeping with the grace of God given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. But let each person be careful how he builds on it. In fact, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if anyone is building on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each person's work will become evident. The day, and that's a reference there to Judgment Day, the last day, will make it plain because it's going to be revealed in fire. And the fire will test each person's work to show which sort of work it is. If what someone has built remains, he will receive a reward. If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but it will be like an escape through fire. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. All right, you can admit it. When you heard verse 12 of our text, what popped into your head was a certain children's fairy tale called The Three Little Pigs. When you heard Paul speaking about the different things we build with. You remember that story, right? Our students who are gathered here today should remember that story because we had a school play on Wednesday called Fairy Tale Court. And it made reference to this fairy tale of the three little pigs. In fact, one of our graduates today, Serena, was the big bad wolf. I am glad you did not come in your costume today. That's very respectful of you. As the story goes, you know, the houses by the three little pigs were built out of three different materials. There was straw, there was sticks or wood, and then the third pig, of course, built his house out of bricks. Of course, when the big bad wolf showed up and huffed and puffed and blew, the only house that was left standing was the one made of bricks. The one who had used the best building materials he could find. There are no doubt a number of life lessons that were intended by this fairy tale. Life lessons that was meant to convey, such as, don't just take the easy way out. Sometimes what is cheap and convenient will cost you in the end. And whatever you do in life, it pays to build carefully. These lessons are important when it comes, of course, to building a physical building. But what God, through the Apostle Paul, does for us in the text has much more important lessons for us to learn today. He reminds us in this text to build our lives carefully. Graduates, during your time here at St. Stephen Lutheran School, you've probably passed our school sign more than a few hundred times. If my math is correct, if you've been here for 8 years, you passed it actually more than 1,200 times. As you come into school and entered through the back gate, you'll see our school sign. But have you noticed the school motto beneath the school sign? If you have noticed it, does any of you know what the school motto is on the bottom of the school sign? You thought you were done with school. I have one more quiz for you today. Anyone know what the motto is beneath the school sign as you walk in that back gate? Here's a hint. If you look in your bulletin, it is the sermon theme for today. What is it, Serena? Building a foundation. Very good. Building a foundation for life. That's the theme for our sermon today, the theme and the motto of our school, and one of the reasons I chose this text for your graduation ceremony today. Graduation is a time to look forward. I'm guessing for you three graduates, what you are looking forward to in the future the most is the near future, looking forward to beginning high school. Today, however, I want you and all of us who are gathered here today to look even further ahead than that. Yes, if you can believe it, I want you to look even further ahead than the ages of your parents. That sounds kind of old, but look further ahead than even that. After all, what the Apostle Paul is speaking about isn't building a foundation for the type of major you're going to choose in college. He's not talking about building a foundation for the type of career you're going to pursue. No, what he's speaking here is about building the foundation for our lives in a spiritual sense, with our eyes fixed on our eternal future. Eternity, as you know, is a long time. It is literally forever. And that's why God reminds us in our text that if we're going to build a foundation for life, it's got to be on a foundation that's going to last forever. So he reminds us first to build on the best and most secure foundation. And secondly, he reminds us to build with the best and longest lasting materials. He instructs us to use building materials that will not only stand the test of time and the huffing, puffing, and blowing, not of the big bad wolf, but of Satan, that roaring lion, and the howling winds of the world around us, but also will stand for eternity, even when tested by the fire of judgment on the last day, which Paul references in our text. Unfortunately, we who live in California are all too familiar with just how powerful and destructive wildfires can be, what they can do to a home or a building. Over the past few years, we've seen some wildfires take down entire neighborhoods, even wipe out nearly entire towns and small cities. And many of those buildings and homes that were destroyed were made of some of the finest building materials available. And yet those buildings and those homes did not stand a chance of surviving those incredibly hot, destructive wildfires. So we might ask the question then, what could we possibly use to build our lives on that could withstand the fire of not just a wildfire, but the fires of Judgment Day? A day on which the Bible tells us the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Well, of course, the Apostle Paul gives us the answer by inspiration from God in our text. He says, first, we must build on the one eternal, unshakable, indestructible foundation. He says in verses 10 and 11 of our text, in keeping with the grace of God given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation. In fact, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that has been laid, which is Christ Jesus. If you don't have a solid foundation, you quite simply won't have much of a building. If the church building we are in right now did not have a solid foundation, for example, especially in a state like California, the building would not be very stable. It would be liable to collapse at any moment. The same can be true of this church and our lives in a spiritual sense. If our foundation isn't Jesus Christ and his work of salvation, his perfect life in our place, his sin-erasing sacrifice on the cross, and his life-giving resurrection, then we are going to collapse in the end altogether. There certainly wouldn't be anything to build on. Once you have that solid, permanent foundation, then you need the right building materials on which to build. And Paul lists some possible building materials in our text. These are the verses that reminded me of the three little pigs. He says, but if anyone is building on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each person's work will become evident. The day, again, Judgment Day, will make it plain because it's going to be revealed in fire, and the fire will test each person's work to show what sort of work it is. So Jesus, our foundation, has also given us the precious, indestructible building materials we need to build up not just his church, but also to strengthen our faith, to strengthen and build up our spiritual lives. That indestructible building material is, of course, his word, the Bible. So when Paul speaks of gold, silver, and costly stones, building with that kind of material, he is referring to the pure Word of God, not added to or subtracted from or mixed with air. Those are the permanent building materials on which our faith is founded, on which Christ's church is founded and grown. That is why we use those precious building materials, the soul-saving building materials of God's Word, continually and in harmony with that foundation of the soul-saving gospel message of Jesus Christ, both in our church and in our school. We truly are building with materials that will endure even through the fires of the last day, Judgment Day. We are building for our students, for our school, and for our church family a foundation, not just for this life, but also for eternal life in heaven. And graduates, I'm very happy to hear that you and your families have chosen to send you next school year to Christian high schools. And I'm going to remind you of the same thing I've reminded you several times about in our classes together. Maybe you remember me saying this, maybe you don't, but you're going to hear it again today. Don't just believe what you're taught because Pastor Luke said it, or because Miss Hammond said it. Don't just swallow or believe everything that you hear your teachers or your professors say just because they are smart, because they're kind, because they're caring. Instead, compare what any of your teachers say with the Word of God. Compare it with those permanent, indestructible, life-building materials of the Word of God, just like you've done here at SSLS. Don't build your life of faith on the wood, the hay, or the straw of opinions or philosophies or feelings of human beings. And that would include yourself. Those are unstable. They're unsafe. And they're at best temporary materials for you to build your faith life on. So graduates and all of you who are gathered here with them today for this worship service, what are you building on your life with? Are you like those two foolish little pigs, building your life with whatever is easiest and cheapest or most convenient? Well, just like in that fairy tale, that type of building, that type of spiritual life is not going to last. In the end, it's going to be costly. If we build our spiritual lives with the wood, the hay, and the straw of anything other than Jesus and His Word, then we're in danger of losing that entire foundation itself. And even if by God's grace we ourselves don't lose that foundation, that saving grace of Christ, what good is that going to do for those who've heard us speak? For those who've seen our lives? Are we giving them only building materials that will last for this life, but won't actually do their souls any good for eternity? Paul speaks of this in verse 15 of our text when he says, "If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but it will be like an escape through fire." However, in this text, in verse 14, and in several other places in the Bible, God makes it clear that He will give a special reward by His grace to those faithful servants who did build with the precious building materials of His Word. He says in verse 14, "If what someone has built remains, he will receive a reward." Now, what exactly that special reward in heaven is going to be, the Bible doesn't really give us many details. But think of the reward that comes from building carefully, building faithfully with the Word of God. Not just for you, but also for the people who are around you. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy, "Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in those things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you." On this graduation Sunday, let's thank God that He has given us the church's one foundation upon which to build, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given us life and salvation through his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank God that he's also raised up for us expert builders throughout the centuries, like the Apostle Paul, who was the inspired writer of our text, like Martin Luther, the one whom our church is named after, many faithful pastors, many faithful teachers, Christian parents, Christian grandparents, and others who built carefully on the foundation of Jesus Christ with the best building materials of his very own word. May God grant that our graduates and all of us would continue to build on this foundation for life, the foundation of Christ and his saving word for ourselves, for our loved ones and family members, and for generations still to come. As we're about to sing in our next hymn, "How firm a foundation, O saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Savior for refuge have fled?" Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord today, we invite you to do so by placing it in the offering plate in the entryway of our church. We continue our service this morning with our next hymn on page 8, "How Firm a Foundation."
Thank you.
Please remain seated. At this time, I invite our principal, Ms. Michaela Hammond, to come forward for our graduation ceremony.
So, graduating eighth grade. I bet it feels like a pretty big change. And it is. Of course, life is always changing. Just think of the time since I've gotten here and the years I've been teaching you guys. Just in that time, we've had all sorts of changes from the school, from me, from you guys. It's kind of crazy, even just looking at pictures from a couple of years ago, how much you guys have grown and changed. And as you go forward, things are going to continue to change, both you and the things and the people around you. Sometimes those will be good changes. Sometimes they might be bad changes. Most of the time, they'll probably just be changes, nothing more, nothing less. But going forward, you don't need to worry about those changes, because as Pastor just talked at length about, you have a firm and unchanging foundation on which you can stand throughout whatever life might throw at you. All right, Rachel Blank, you can come up and receive your diploma. Akhil Somaralakshmi, please come up and receive your diploma. And Serena Stefan, please come up and receive your diploma.
I invite you to please rise. For our prayers today, we'll be, of course, praying for our graduates. We also have special prayers of thanksgiving today for our school. You may have noticed in the back of the bulletin, if you were looking through it this morning, that we have the blessing of receiving a second teacher to our school. Isaac Schmidt has extended the call to teach our kindergarten and lower grades next year, and he has accepted that call. Isaac Schmidt is the future husband of our current teacher, Michaela Hammond. They will be moving here, or he will be moving here to Mountain View in July after their marriage on July 4th. So we bring that prayer of thanksgiving to our Father's throne as well today. Are there any other prayer requests for today? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Good Shepherd and Savior Jesus Christ, we rejoice with Rachel, Serena, and Akhil, and their parents and families and friends today, as you bring them to this milestone in their lives. We thank you for the years of education and learning that you've blessed them with so far here at St. Stephen Lutheran School, and pray that you would continue to guide, direct, and bless their learning as they go forward into the next chapter of their education in high school. Help them always to remember first and foremost the truth of your word and your life-saving gospel message that you have taught them, which has made them wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Help them to build their foundation for this life and the next on that sure and firm foundation of you, dear Jesus, and your word. Use them as a light, both with their words and actions, to share their faith and to spread the good news of salvation through you, our Savior, and help them to be an encouragement to others throughout their life. Help them always to remain faithful to you and to your word in all the changing scenes of life, all the days of their lives. Dear Savior, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed our school over the years and the ways you continue to guide, bless, and provide for our school in ways that are beyond what we could anticipate and even ask for. We thank you for leading Isaac to accept our call to teach our kindergarten and lower grades. Be with him and bless him with your wisdom and strength as he prepares for the upcoming school year and as he teaches your little lambs. May he be a blessed addition to our staff, our school, and our congregation. And Lord, as he and Michaela look forward to their marriage next month, please be with both of them and bless their preparations, not just for their wedding day, but more importantly for their marriage. Bless them as they love and serve each other and as they love and serve you in your kingdom. Be with all of our students and our school families and keep them safe. Give them an enjoyable and safe summer filled with blessings from your hand. And bring back our returning students in August, ready and eager to learn and to learn from you. In your saving name, we pray all these things, dear Jesus, as we pray in your name the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I do invite the children of our school and our choir to come forward for the graduation song, A Year of Life Has Glided By. That hymn is printed for you on page 9. The congregation is invited to join in singing with us verses 6, 7, and 8. Page 9 in your bulletin.
His own son, O Christ, my God.
I invite the congregation to please rise. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Please be seated. We close our service today with our closing hymn, In Christ Alone. It's printed beginning on page 10. I invite you to stand for the last verse. You may be seated. Good morning. A warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus. We pray that you've been blessed through the message you've heard today. And a congratulations to our graduates and a welcome to your families and to all of our school families who are with us today. We thank you for joining us and we thank you for your continued support for our school, for your children and all of our students. Following our service today, we're going to be having a cake reception for our graduates in the fellowship hall and in the picnic area outside of the fellowship hall. That begins immediately after the service today. I will be asking our graduates to join me as we usher out, and so that you can greet people as they leave the service today. This afternoon, I'll be heading to Hayward for our worship service at 1 p.m. And then to complete the day, I'll be heading to Ontario in Southern California to do our worship service and Bible study down there at 6:30. This week, we have our Stockton worship service at Oakmont Senior Living at 2 p.m. That's Tuesday. And Wednesday, we have our online Bible class at 7 p.m. The link is in the bulletin for that online Bible study. Next Sunday is, of course, Father's Day. Our worship service is at the usual time of 10 o'clock in the morning, and Bible class will precede it at 9 a.m. A reminder also, our voters' annual budget meeting is next Sunday at 11 a.m. after the worship service. I mentioned the call acceptance for Isaac Schmidt. His response is in the bulletin. It's a very well-written response. I will read that to you right now. It's on page 12. It says, "Dear Pastor Bernthal and the congregation of St. Stephen Lutheran Church and School, I have received your call letter and am overjoyed at the additional opportunity God has created there. I am further humbled and honored to be considered for the call to teach the kindergarten and potentially the lower grade classes, should the Lord provide additional students in the future. I think sometimes God makes it so obvious where He wants us to go that we couldn't miss it even with our eyes closed, and as such, I am led to accept this divine call. I find it appropriate that our Old Testament reading today was taken from Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. For as God calls, all I can say in answer is, here am I, send me. I look forward to seeing you all soon, your servant in Christ, Isaac Schmidt." In light of this acceptance of the call, Michaela has requested to be relinquished from her principal duties. The Board of Education, our church council, and our voters then extended the call to serve as principal to me. It is essentially a leadership position. I will be definitely depending on our teachers and our administrator to help out with those duties that involve the principalship. So we look forward to that next year. I have accepted the call. I will read my call letter at the bottom of page 12 and top of page 13 in the bulletin. "Dear members of St. Stephen Lutheran Church and school families of St. Stephen Lutheran School, I accept the call to serve as principal of St. Stephen Lutheran School next year, with the understanding that it is a designation of leadership, headship, and the duties of enrollment, administration, curriculum, etc., would continue to be distributed between our SSLS teachers and administrator. I look forward to continuing to work with our outstanding staff here at SSLS and welcome Isaac Schmidt into our outstanding school and staff. In Christ's service, me." Any other announcements for today? I believe those are the only ones I have. Yes, Ms. Hammond.
Just real quick, parents and students, in case you didn't hear from me already, the report cards along with the Iowa assessment results are in envelopes with the children's names written on them. It's on the counter on the right side in the fellowship hall. Make sure you grab that before you leave.
If anyone would like pictures of the graduates after the service, you're welcome to come up here and take pictures as well, or in the fellowship hall, either way, but please do feel free to do that as well. Yes, Scott.
Thanks for the cleanup day yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a lot to fit in the bulletin. I should have put a big thank you for the cleanup day. The families that came, we really appreciate all the work you did, not just on the inside of the building, but on the outside. It's very nice, very cleaned up, and looks great. So thank you for all the work you did yesterday. Thank you for remembering that, Scott. Any other announcements today? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Oh, there's one more announcement?
No, well, since you mentioned pictures, maybe we can have a picture of you, the administrator, the t-shirt, and the graduates on the front.
Okay, we'll do that first before we head into the fellowship hall, and I'll have you walk out with me as we greet people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.